I'm saying the Gedvach. Sorry for last week. I wasn't able to make it, but I hope my replacement did justice. No, I got positive feedback, Baruch Hashem. I don't know if he mentioned it last week, but one of our chaverim here, Osher Anzvacha, Nebuch, his intestines plotted, and he's in critical condition, so the shiur should be Echem Nei Achabur, should be the Refu Shalema of his. His name is Osher Ben Yita, Yita, Aleph Yud Tes Aleph. He usually sits around there. Osher Anzvacha? It's pronounced Yita. It's spelled Aleph Yud Tes Aleph, but you should have Refu Shalema and come back Gesundheit. Aleph Yud Tes Aleph.
It's pronounced Yita.
It's pronounced Yita. Osher Ben Yita. All right, let's go back. We're holding a middle of Sif Gimel, just it's been 2 weeks now, so let's just get back into it. And
were you in the shul last week?
No, I wasn't able to make it. All right, Zakta Machaba, Nachamo, Sif Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim Shemichetzi Olefnim Shobalabayis Kishu Tayin, if he's Tayin Shu Shalai, that it belongs to him. So then it's in his place, it's in his makam, and if he tined it, it's his, it's his. Or Shah Yairish, or he was a Yairish, and a Tayin and Lashemish Al Aviv Haya, maybe it was his father's. Avalim Haida, but if he admits Shehe Mitziah, if he admits it's a Mitziah, then Harehi Shomaitza, then the finder keeps it. Means what we said till now is only that we're assuming that it's his, but if, and it was no yish because he's the Bailam or whatever this far is, but if he's moided that it wasn't his, so he's out of the equation and now the finder is allowed to keep it. Now why isn't the chatzah kaina? Why isn't his chatzah kaina? I mean, we keep on revisiting this issue again and again, but every time just plug it in. The chayah is zazayin that he was moided, but let his chatzah be kaina. So zazayin is someone else's, but let his chatzah be kaina. So there are many pshatim, but pachup pshat is because it blives a chatzah sheinah mishtameris. There's a chatzah sheinah mishtameris because it's a hole in the wall that people frequently use, people from the outside use, people on the street use to bazer things, to store things there. So it's a chatzah sheinah mishtameris, and mainly you cannot be koina.
And they have a right to use it.
And vice dois, yeah, this is a, yeah, vice dois, they have a right to use it. Well, I guess the meaning was that people stored it. It wasn't in the house. You know, we're talking about the chatzah, the wall on the edge of the front of your yard. So it's axe. Right, it's your wall, but it's accessible to Rishis Ravim.
Why do they need the right to use it?
What do you mean? It's my wall.
Who said they have a right?
Sorry?
Who said they have a right?
No, but it sounds like it's it was frequently used. I know, but why? Because it was frequently used. I mean, if it would be a matman we had in Sif Aleph, then it would have been kind of only for other reasons. It's not safe for limotze, other reasons. But this is sounds like, no, because it's frequently used.
It's a big hole, and you can see where it
was. Oh, you could see it. All right.
Those
things
you don't have
them here? No, for the same reason. Now I can have the Surah of Avudim and Menekoladim over here because you mishtamshim by Haguva, because since you constantly use it or other people use it, it's not Avudim and Menekoladim, someone's going to find it. It's like, so you don't have the Yod of Shomaisha, Granda says the same that word before in Tzifal, that over there, by the case when, also, Bechetzi Olufnim or Chetzi Olufchus, the reason why you need to come out to Nusra Chetzi and Mishtamer is because it doesn't have the Avudim and Menekoladim because people are constantly mishtamish with it. So it's not Avudim and Menekoladim. So the Maisa Shoyik Achai, from here the Dain Fisher says, I don't know why he needs this punct as a Maramakam, but he says the following story in Eretz Yisrael, that someone went into the bank and they found in the safety deposit box room, they found an envelope of bonds. I don't know, Nieris Erech, I think it means bonds, I'm not sure. What's Nieris Erech? Nierot Erech? Erech? I don't know. I said, I have someone in my house right now from Eretz Yisrael. He tanned it means bonds. All right. So they found bonds in an envelope in the room where the safety deposit boxes are kept. And he reported it to the police, and they did a achraza in the newspapers, and no one came to claim the thing. Fine, so the by law in Eretz Yisrael, if no one claims it, they give it back to the finder. I don't know what the zman is, but after a certain time, they give it back to the finder. So the bank took the finder to a din Torah, saying that you found it in our chatzah. So we were kind of, to the extent that no Bailam claimed it, so it's an aveda, it's a metziah, so we got there first, it's our chatzah. What? I guess so. I don't know. It's an Eretz Yisrael,
Grandam.
Yeah. So it's That don't take two. You know, you need one lawyer, one guy in the bank who knows what's doing. You know, so you tie it. The bank tied it. Then it's our veda. We can keep it. So he went to. So the Shiloh went to Dayan Fisher. Dayan Fisher. It's in Chuvis, Evan Yisrael. A bunch of Chuvis. Chelik Zayin Simon Samach. Over there, he says that the bank cannot be koine because it's a chotz sheinu mishtameres, because there are many people who walk in and out to use to access the safety deposit boxes. So and it goes in the chesed if the owner of the bank was there, he's not there, because even a chotz sheinu mishtameres, if you're in the chotz and you're watching it, so then your chotz could be koine. No, the manal of the bank wasn't there. Mamela, it says the bank wasn't koine. Mamela, there goes the tefiah. But he said, he just feels like the tshuva. But the maitzeh should go ask a mehira what to do with the bonds. Because the maitzeh is a dover sheyesh b'zimen pashas. And just because no one claimed it, so what? It's still dover sheyesh b'zimen. Then he has another tzura. We once said this tzura before with the rush, which Belinda will revisit later on, is that it's just like there's a concept of isur asa liyodeh. If it came into your hand before the guy was miyayish, then even if it's miyayish afterwards, you're not allowed to keep it. So to the, by chotzo, according to many, if it comes into the chotzo before yish, then even if it's yish later on, your chotzo cannot be koinah because it's isur asa liyodeh into the chotzo. So you tie it, it's isur asa liyodeh. When the person dropped it in the bank floor, at that point, the guy wasn't miyayish. He didn't know he dropped it. So it came into that chotzo before yish. So mamela, that's another reason why the chotzo can't be koinah. But at the end of the day, he says the bank's not a mandiyama here. And fine, they should go find out what he should do with the money. Why? What should...
I have no idea. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Anyway, you have to know where the normal, if you learn this, the chiv and meisir asa liyodeh is because you have a chiv ashova. If you don't know that it's in your chotzer yet, how do you have a chiv ashova? And it couldn't be bal korcha. So you have to know how the concept of meisir asa liyodeh works. We want to touch on it. We mentioned the chazan esh. But Lina, it's really for later on, for a different simon.
Interesting case. So basically, there's only a pool of let's say 200 people that could have lost it.
Correct.
Does he have a chiv to call these people?
Oh, call all the 200 people? I know, that he wasn't donning that chelak l'tshuva. If you hold it, it's a dovah sheyesh b'zimen, so you have to be machris.
No, I don't think the bank will give you the names of those people either. The bank should do that.
Yeah, that the bank doesn't want to do. The bank wants to keep the money themselves. I'm not interested in
being machris. No, but I'm saying, as customer service, they really should call each person with a deposit. Has a bank deposit. And tell them,
all right.
Oh, somebody found bonds. Are they yours?
Yeah. Do you think that? I don't know. They can go to 200 people.
That's mine.
Yeah, no.
Wait,
you have to give us in. You have to say how many bonds and what the denominations were and whatever, and what type of envelope was kept. We could create a simon here. All right, but I don't know why Punk needed this sif for it, but he brings this sif as a right that you see, but something which is enem shtameres is on koine, and mamela the moitz is allowed to keep it. All right, let's continue. Lefikok, Zakta Machab, and we mutchered last time, what do you need Lefikok here for? What does it have to shake us to the beginning? But the Machab says, if you're renting out the place to others, and you're Madaik from the Chazi Dov, it means it's still there, that the other people are still there. And this last Seicha, who's there right now, is allowed to keep it because we have a new Svara that when in doubt, you always tell her that it belongs to the basra, it belongs to the last person who was there. So if you have, you know that you kept on renting this place out 10 times, and you found something, you could always assume it's the last tenant. So too, if you have apartments, we rent out apartments to tenants, basements, whatever it is, and you find something, you could assume it was the last tenant. Because the tenant before already cleaned out before he left, and made sure to clean out well. And even if he blew it and didn't and missed this item, but the present tenant would have found it. But the reason why it's still there, but he says it must be it's the present tenants who didn't do the cleaning out yet. The Mamela, you're allowed to assume it's always the bastards. You go after the last person. And we suggested last time that the reason why the Maccabi said Lefikok is could be the Balabais is also there together with the tenant. And the Mamela, the Shailah, why should the tenant keep it alone? Maybe it's a Balabais as well. Maybe it's Shutfis or whatever. You have a Shailah what to do with it, who to give it back to. So he said, no, the Balabais was moited that it's not here. So he's out of the equation. Mamela, now we go Basra, you go Basra the Basra. And I mentioned after the Shia last time, Maisa Shahaya, recently someone called me up that he was staying in the 13th Avenue Plaza, I think that was called, and he found a bracelet under the bed, Matzoi Shabbos. He wanted to know, it wasn't his, it obviously was someone else who was there in the room, and he wanted to know what to do with it. So I told him, yeah, it's a nomad, you go baza baza, but like you said, the bank's not giving out the information, hotel is partially not giving it, or they shouldn't be giving out the information. So I told him to try to get the hotel to call up the last person who was there, and if it's not his, you know, go to the, you know, back and back and back till we find it. The Maizu, the bracer was a Dovish Yesh Bei Simen. So here, when you have a Dovish Yesh Bei Simen, let's do a shak. Look at the shak in Sifkot Yud Aleph. The shak says that this whole svara, this whole din that you go bus to the Seicha Achrein, your ladder betoiler belongs to the Seicha Achrein. The shak says it's Davka Dovish Ein Bei Simen. By Dovish Ein Bei Simen, so then you could use this svara called Talinin that it goes with the Basra. Of a Bedovish Yesh Bei Simen, but something that has a Simen, then you can't jump to the and assume it belongs to the Basra, because you have now a better way to determine the Bailim. Therefore, you have to be noitul or machris and lohel or chalud. If it wasn't lechalud, it means you don't assume that there was any yish involved, then you have to be noitul or machris. If it will be chalud or pashtis, then even if it's dovish yesh b'sim, and then the person was meyaj, like it says in Sefalov.
Then what will you do? You can just keep it?
Oh, so what's the halakha? The Shech doesn't say. So the Orcha Shulchan, okay, you know, remind me, I'll get back to that. I just want to first focus on this point.
Even if
the guy's, if you will be able to track down the owner. But what you see in the Shach is the Shach holds that a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen is a stronger raya, is a stronger proof than Talina Basa Basra. Memelu, you now let to give it to the Basra. You have to be Noitol Machris. The Nesivis argues, the Nesivis here in Sifkot and Zion argues, the Chol...
Do you have a sorry to give it to the last guy without a simon?
Right. If it wouldn't have a simon, then you give it to the last guy. The guy wasn't Miyayish yet, and you have to give it to the last guy because you assume it must be the last guy's.
But if it has a simon, you could ask him for a simon.
You could ask him for example, if you can't do it, then you go to whatever. Okay, good. I hear you're coming with the love that it's a razor because he didn't know the sim. I hear. But you're probably right. But I don't know if you need it. Stam. The Shach said Allah to be Naitul Machris. I mean, stam, because the Dovish Yesh Bei Simen is a better raya. Nesivis didn't understand that. Mamele he argues, and he says, Afilu B'yesh Bei Simen, Harishainim Shayotza Bavada Chipsu Abadku, Mamele it's Bavada Shu Shalachri. And he argues with the Shach. So the Shach holds the Dovish Yesh Bei Simen, Gold Basa the Simen, and then Siva says, no, this svar of Talina Basa Basa is even a better svar than Simen, because he says, a svar. Without a Simen, you see, I give it to the Basra. Why? Because Vice says it's a good riot, must be it's the Basra. So now he has the Simen, it should make any difference. The Siva holds, you always go Basra Basra. So if a machloik is, which is better? What?
He doesn't know the Simen, you give it to him anyway?
That's what he's there, I think. Lachay should be a raise. If he doesn't know Simen, I don't know, let's say he forgot the Simen or whatever it is. Yeah, asking good, but I don't know if that's the Nekudas HaMachloikas. And Nekudas sounds like, which is a better raya? Is Talina Basa Basra a good enough raya, and who cares about the simen? Or no, since you have a simen, that overweighs it. Lamais is, besides the Shach, there's also Chuvis Beis Yaakov, that's the Friedrich, many Beis Yaakov, the Friedrich, Mitzizma. He says the same thing, in Simen Kuf Samach. He names on Fapashas like the Shach. He doesn't quote him any Makloikas, he predated the Nesivis. He just names on Avada, if you have a simen, you have to give it back. But he calls it another Shaila. What happens if two people give the simen? I was Noitel Amachris. Now, two people, the last tenant and the tenant before, both came and gave me the simen. Now, who do I give it back to?
Last tenant.
Oh. So, even though there's a halacha later on, we paskin that when you have Eidim Vedim, you have Simonim V'Simonim, the halacha is that you do not, it's in Reish Samach Zayin Sif Ches, you do not give it, Yehi Munach, but here he holds that since they are Shava B'Shava L'Gabi the Edim, so now we give it to the last one, that's Basra, which is a Chiddush.
It's like
a Shtekel Chiddush, because the Masha, if a guy has 2 Edim, and the other guy has 100 Edim, what do you do? Yehi Munach. I don't give you more Edim, it doesn't help me. So now you have 2 Edim, and the other guy has 2 Edim, plus that he's a Basra. I mean, Basra is more, like, so Zion is like 100 Edim, so he's still, it's...
No, because...
What? It comes like an aim by Simon?
Yeah,
it comes like an aim by Simon. No, but aim by Simon, the word is...
Yeah,
the Pashas, the guy before, was Miyayish. He's saying the Pasha. Yep. By aim by Simon, it works... I hear you, Cheshman. I don't think you're right, because by aim by Simon, the word is that the guy who was there before, the to 2 person ago, he was already miyayish, because he waited, he left, he couldn't find it. So either it was miyayish b'shas ma'ay. So if Taki waited to see, maybe the next guy will bring it, but it was already a long time, the next guy didn't bring it either. He's already miyayish. So even if it was Taki his, he's out of the equation. He was miyayish. Now I only have a shayla, is it Hefka or is it the last guy? So I give it to the last guy. No, the last guy is either still there or he just left, so he didn't have a chance to miyayish, because he's assuming whoever's there now will find it. And kachava, you did. You were there now and you found it. But here you're telling me that there was a Dov Yesh Brzeman, so he wasn't miyayish yet. So now I know that the owner of Pashas was not miyayish, so who do I give it back to? I have 2 people bringing Edim, but he owes, yes, the 2 Edim sort of cancel each other out, and now I give it back to...
It's like a
right, they're a Kosh. Now I give it, now I invoke the principle of Basra, and I give it to the Basra. That's a... All over Shas, why?
You say he cancels out.
No, normally you don't cancel. He didn't use that shrak. I'm telling you that shrak. He just said, if you ate him, then you go basa basra. Why does it work like that?
All of Shas, it doesn't cancel out. Why does it cancel out over here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the Beis Hakeh says. But at least you see in the Beis Hakeh, they named on like the shrak, and the Yishenim and Mavu like the shrak as well. Nesivis went out, shtickle on a limb here to argue. He didn't understand the Svara, but Lamashad, this is not the Shach, this is, he's quoting Dagoy Sashri, it's Rishainim, Me'or Zeruam, this is Rishainim here. It's Mavun Rishainim like this, at least many of the Rishainim like this, that Avada by Adav Shesh by Simon, you're going to have to give it back. Simon is a better thing. So Avada La Halacha, that's how we should pass it. So come back to the Shaila in the 13th Avenue Plaza, Pasha's that bracelet was Adav Shesh by Simon. I tried to ask him, is it unique? He tried to describe it to me, I don't sound it unique enough. That it would be considered a Dov Sheish by Zimin. So Bezai, he can't just spam call up the hotel and tell me who was there last, because Dov Sheish by Zimin, he has a Chiv Achraza. So I told him that at least get the hotel to do some research and give those tenants where they are, the last 5 tenants, whatever it is, give them your number and let them call you if they're missing a bracelet. Then you could be Dovish Vachaika if they have a good Zimin, they don't have a good Zimin. I didn't hear from them back. I told him, like, if he has any problem, call me back. I don't know what happened.
Is he allowed to own it?
Sorry?
When would he be allowed?
He's not. It's a Dov Sheish
Brzimin.
He has to.
Well,
it's,
I can't assume the guy's
Miyayish. How do I know it's Miyayish? It's Dov Sheish Brzimin. We're partially not Miyayish because we assume that whoever's going to find it. I mean, if it's Hele Chaluda, it's a year later, whatever, in a Hanami, but maybe it was a guy from 2 nights ago, maybe it was a guy from 3 nights ago, maybe it was a guy from Leah Shabbos. Let's say it's Leah Shabbos. It's 4th, but it's not a long time. It's only 1 week.
The person doesn't know they lost it in the hotel or outside.
Correct. He doesn't know. I'm saying he won't know where he lost. It's, I don't know, it's a Dov Sheish Brzimin. Whoever found it, we'll put up a tzettel in where's it called, Shemi Shabbos over there, and you'll, the next time you daven it, you'll find it.
It's
Rav Yisrael. It's Rav Yisrael. Well, in the hotel, for sure it's Rav Yisrael.
Pashtas. Rav Yisrael.
Pashtas. Pashtas. And a lot of workers, but yeah, Pashtas, it's Rav Yisrael. So it's, you know that it was lost by a Yid. Yeah. And Pashtas, the guy's not Miyash, because he knows someone's going to find it. Yeah, I'm asking. Fine. Anyway, that was the story. But now, getting back to your shayla, what if it is helichaluda? So the shach says, if helichaluda, so you don't have to be makas. So what do you do if it's helichaluda? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Pashup Shad is if it was helichaluda, so we go back to Sifalif, that means the guy was miyayish. So the guy is miyayish, Aloch and Sifalif is that it belongs to the finder. Because it's like a Dov Sheish Brzimin, because I know that guy was miyayish, that's now mine. The Aruch HaShulchan, for some reason, he plugs into the shach that if it's helichaluda, then it belongs to the balabais. If it has rust, if you know that was there a long time, so that you know that owner was miyayish, the real owner was miyayish, so then he says it doesn't belong to the finder, it belongs to the balabais. I don't know where he's coming from. The chayra, it's not true. The chayra is halach because it goes to the maisei. I think that maybe he goes like the nesivis. The Sivis holds here Chatzah Izkoina. The Sivis like takes on a limb. He learns the whole Sif differently. And he holds here Chatzah Izkoina. I don't know. But the Maisa, we have arrived from the Shach. The Shach and Sif Kotin Yud holds that here the Chatzah is not Koina. Like I just mentioned before from Dain Fisher, Chatzah is not Koina.
But here's not a lot of people like in the vault.
But it's still, it's Edom Shtemeres because the Bailam don't come frequented. So tomorrow's another tenant. The guy in the hotel is not coming to check the room to see if there are Vedas in the room. Today is another tenant, the next day is another tenant, another seich.
Cleaning help.
It's Pashas a Chatzah Edom Shtemeres. Pashas. It's not Mistaver that the Bailam will ever find this thing. It's a Zichin HaTshama for him. So he's not going to find this. It's a Chazash Eidem Meshtemeres. So I don't know where the Orkut is going from. Parshup Shad is the Chayesh who belong to the finder. All right, let's continue. V'im Hiskiru L'Gimel Akum, if he rented out the place to 3 Goyim, Ka'achas, all at one time, And we learned that this is talking about where the Baalim is still there. So you have one Yid with three Goyim here. Hare also Pundik, it was made into a Pundik, like a hotel. And Mamela the guy is Miyaj. V'chol ha-nimtzaboy, afilu patecha bayis, harayu shomaitse, the find is allowed to keep it. Mamanecha inech, chod yocha liten, shem shaloi, ayushu tamen, shay also pundik. Loi me boy, you're allowed to be toileted that belong to the guy. But let's say the Yid brings this Emet. So you know it wasn't the guy's item. Even though it's right back. But you know the guy, it wasn't the guy's, because the Yid was the one who brought his Emet. Maybe it's a Yiddish item, it's a tefillin. So you know the guy weren't wearing those tefillin. So Mamela, you know, it must be it's the Yid's, right? So now, still you're allowed to keep it, because that Yid was already Miyayish. That Yid was already Miyayish, because the three goyim, who's going to find this thing? Pasha's the goyim going to find it. So Mamela, he was Miyayish. So Mamela, you're allowed to keep it. He's going to be Miyayish. He's hanging around in this room with three goyim. So he knows for sure. He knows for sure that the goy is going to find it. Sorry? Why not? I don't know. They'll take it. They'll sell it. I don't know. In the market, they'll steal it. And then people had Khalil Rahman. Some people already had that felon stolen. All right. So it comes out over here. Now, if the Baalim weren't there, and it was only a place for Goyim, then you're only three Akam, even if it was one guy. If one guy was there, then you're allowed to, you know, it's the guys, and it's Aveda's Akam, so you're allowed to keep it. You don't have to come on to three Goyim. Good, but part of what we're talking about, because the Baal HaBayis was there. Fine. There's a shach over here, the shach in the end of Sifkot Yud Alef, Mamish the end, it's a long shach, but Mamish the end of the shach, he brings from Taisis, he says, Amuchach b'Taisis, dim nimtza b'bayis b'stak omuk oi beguma amuka, if it was teef, be'inyin she'efshe sholoidim sa'idei kibud, that while they were sweeping the place, while the tenants were leaving, they weren't able to discover it, then you lost the svara, like talinin b'soicha achrein, oi b'balabayis, you lost that svara. What's the whole reason why we go basar basra? Because we assume that the guy before swept well, and the guy before swept well, so everyone we know cleared out their items, and now it belongs to the basra. But if it was teef in aguma, so now you know it was teef over there, so they weren't going to find it when they swept out before they left, so you have no reason to be toiling the basra anymore, because maybe it was the guy before. You lost that whole svara. So Mamelo, they swept and they couldn't find it. Mamelo, the finder's allowed to keep it. Even if it's a yesh by simin. No, only by name by simin, but yesh by simin, why should I mean yesh? Unless you have hella chaluda, but b'davar she'aim by yeah, right. Pasha has aim by simon, but normally aim by simon we are talina basabas. The guy's not miyayish because he figures the next guy is going to find it. But here, since the next guy didn't return it to the previous tenant, so it was already his man, so he was nisiyayish. He figured, hey, that guy didn't give it back to me, so must be it's gone. So he was miyayish from it. It's a davar she'aim by simon, and mameila the finder is allowed to keep it. Now zayis meduik in taisis taka.
Worry about the last guy.
Oh, that's a kasha. What's going on here? So Zayin, if had it belonged to the second person, or the third person, or fourth person to go, and the Chanami, they were ready miyayish. But there's still a chance it might belong to this person. And you can even hear that the shtuk is stronger. The second kasha, I'm not so sure. But Lemais is, if the previous tenant knew that he deposited, where he doesn't know where he lost it. He has no idea where he lost it. So maybe he lost it in a place. Maybe he lost it. Right, why does he need to? Okay, why does he need to go around about it? He's saying that after the shayinim of nisiyash or kivin shechipsu v'loy matzu, they don't know where they lost. They don't know they lost it in the guma. One second, what was the cheshvin? Forgot the cheshvin. All right, but at least this kasha. The ma'ase is when you have over here, you have two people to be toiled. So you could be toiled on the guy before, so he was already miyayish. You could toiled on the last guy. The last guy wasn't miyayish. So you should have a suffix. So she should have to, at least a suffix, give it back to him. Or be mechokin. Like Lamosh, at the end of Sifal, if we have halacha that if chesi lefnim, chesi lechutz, and it's taking up the whole place, mamale, yechokin. Why over here do you name on that the finders allowed to keep it? But it's meduik like that in Taisis. And Badman's really meduik like that in the Gemara. There's a deacon in there. The whole Gemara only is that laser basa basa. I say it's from the Gemara. Without this new svara, laser basa basa, Avada the Maitai would have a right to keep it. Why? Maybe it's taka. There's a suffix. Maybe it belonged to the last guy, and the last guy wasn't miyayish yet. Like it's a suffix. Well, what's going on here? I just say what you see from here is again we had this yisoid from the Rosh that we quoted, is that when you have a suffix, when you find something and you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it. You could pick it up, and once you can pick it up, whatever the story is, but once you have it, and you don't know that it's yen is a nat, you're allowed to keep it. And then we have to butcher why we find in other cases, let's say Mechsa Yisrael, Mechsa Akim, over there, we say you're not allowed to keep it. And there we say you have to return it. You have to be Naito Makris. And at the end of the day, the only real, we say Kodom Marim Yisod, we had a Bia Grol last time. Pashup Shat, you have to say, is that when there's no Cheskas Marikama, because it could be that it belonged to someone else that's already Miyash, then you invoke the principle of Mitzvah Kavan Lavaraya. But if you have a guy who lost something, and you're Musupik, if he was yet Miyash, let's say Adav Shem Bezim, and you're not sure if he was Miyash yet, but you know for sure it once belonged to him, or whoever it belonged to is a yid, whatever, so then you have a suffix, so then you have to yemuna kachi avelia. You're not going to be able to use it, you're not going to be able to keep it, because yen has a cheskas marikama. But here, that on the tzad, it belonged to the second tenant ago, he was already meyayish, so now it's hefka, it's like hefka, so you have a suffix. Is it hefka or yen is? So it's a meyayish mekavel, you're allowed to keep it. I didn't see anyone who tells it over here, but l'chayr, that's what you're going to have to say. You see, again, this concept that when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it.
What does that exactly mean? Guma, muka, that you...
Means, normal, you sweep under the bed, whatever, but let's say it fell in the crack that the guy doesn't know and he won't even check.
The whole point of being in a muka means that I myself put this for safekeeping in there.
No. You didn't put it in safekeeping. You put it on the floor, got knocked off the table, and it fell into a crack or a crevice. You didn't even see it. It's an aveda. You didn't place it. It wasn't that you placed it there, but it was an aveda. And it was an aveda nizam mokum that you won't even find it if you check.
So
pshat is like this. So he's not going to... Normally you say that you have a svara lezer bazar basra. Here you can't use the svara lezer bazar because maybe it was the ones before. And the one before wasn't... The one before was miyayish because he figured the new guy didn't return it. Sorry?
You can take it.
So the shach says you're allowed to take it. The shach says you're allowed to take it.
Why would you have
the issue
even if there's a
siman? Why would a siman? If I have a siman, I figure whoever's going to pick it up will be neitel machris, and I'll give the siman, I'll get it back. Well, I remember now my kasha was, is that the last guy who's there now, the tenant who's there now, certainly wasn't miyash. Nishno, he wasn't miyash because he's there now, but he lost it in a way that he doesn't know how he lost it. No one knows that it fell into the guma or not. So all he thinks, maybe it fell like all the other cases, how it fell in the numala ifin. So he holds Talina Basabrasa, the next thing is I'm fine that you give it to him. All right, but whatever, bottom line is, you see over here that when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it, and it makes a very lovely right. One more shach before we go weiter. If you look in the shach and sifkot and yud gimel, what are we talking about? What type of aveda? Zok the shach, case, if we were talking about a case that the Eina Balabai is Dari Mayim, the end of Sivkot Yigimel, I feel Eino Nirishu Aveda, even if it's not, doesn't look like an Aveda, Harehu Shom Moitzei Kimin to Talinim Baroi Vakum. If the Balabai is there, then it has to be found in a way that you see that it was an Aveda, that the Balam don't know where it is, and it's an Aveda, so Mela has a Hilchas Aveda, the guy was already Miyayish. But if the Yid wasn't there, it's only Goyim who are there, then even if it's not found in an oifen of an Aveda, you're allowed to keep it, because you're telling that it's a Goyis, and Mamele, you're allowed to keep it. And that's what the Shach said. Well, what's fair?
I understand. Aveda Zakim is water. If it's not Aveda Zakim, then what?
So, Lachayra, what's going on here? Even if the Yid wasn't there, and there are only Goyim there, but if it was not in a way that's an Aveda, it's not Aveda Zakim, it's Gzela Zakim. What's going on? Bishop, even by goyim alone, it has to be in an oifen of an aveda to now say that you're allowed to keep it. Aveda zakum is muta. But if let's say it's sitting on a shelf, I walk into his house as a tenant, as a goyish tenant, and I just get to pull it off the shelf because hey, he's a goy, it's muta. It's aveda zakum, it's an aveda. He knows where it is. It's an aveda zela zakum. What's going on? Sorry. So good. So you're also telling me you need some form of an aveda here, but he's saying that no, you only needed that it was nirishu aveda only by yidim, but if it's by a goy there, then he could talina berei vakum. What's going on? So he forgot about it?
Yeah.
So now you know he forgot about it?
No, that's good for the
suffix. So if you have a suffix aveda zakum.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the halakha by suffix aveda zakum. I mean, we maybe it's only on the thing we said last time. If you hold of it, exhales hakam is also midiraisa l'kai safik shavosa. If you hold it midirabanan, maybe safik to banan l'kula. The ma'is says I found that mayan hachachem and bavim tzir chavavim meralef over Rashi. He brings on the shach and he talks. Yes, he doesn't know what's going on. L'chari avedis hakam is with an exhales hakam. But I think that the shach means something else entirely. I think the shach means like this. The shach in Sifkot Yud already said that we're talking about that the seicha already left. That's how he sets down this case. So there's no one living there now. So on that, the Shach says that if there was a Yid before, so it has to be near Keshua, Veda, that there's no one living there. Right. So if the Balabais would have been living there now, it's a Balabais. So if it's not near Shua Veda, so it's not an Aveda. It's mamish a regular chefetz Yisrael. You're not allowed to take it. But Hayyos, we're talking about where the Balabais is not there, and our whole suffix is maybe it was the last tenant who was a goy. So even if it's not near Shua Veda, it's an Aveda because that tenant already left. Even if it's sitting on the shelf, it's mamish in a pronounced place, it's mamish sitting on the shelf, but that guy already left, the tenant already left, so mamela, by default, it's an aveda. Because the shach says we're talking about a case where the seicha already left the place. So it's automatically an aveda. You don't have to be in an oifen that's near shu aveda, even if it's in a prominent place, it's going to be an aveda, because he left already. Mamela, he says, it's aveda zakim, you're allowed to take it.
Let's say you're at the hotel, you're saying in the akum, if you walked into your room and you find something on the top of the shelf, you're allowed to keep it.
You're allowed to keep it. If you know the previous the tenant was a guy.
This guy might be coming back to hotel and saying, I forgot my bracelet.
Correct. Right now, it's an aveda. He left without it. Obviously, he was ovid mimenu, so you're allowed to keep it. It's an aveda zakim. Mashenkev, the Balabais would be there, like the other Pshat Rishonim, or like how we learned the Makaba, then you have to have Nirushu Aveda, because otherwise, hey, it's this Balabais, you know, let's take it away from him.
That's him, the Balabais.
And if they're both there, then the Mamish, you have to have his Ki Aveda. Alright, let's.
No, if the tenant was a Yidin
and he moved out, so vaita, that you have an aveda the fact that he moved out. But if the Balabais would be there, or the Balabais would still be there with the tenants, then you have to have it even near Shua Aveda, because if it's not an aveda, then it's whoever's there now, it belongs to them. It's only because the Mechaba touched up, whatever, his understanding that we're talking about that everyone moved out. That's why he says it's a Sifkat Yud, that everyone's out. The Balabais is not there, the tenants aren't there, so even if it's not near Shua Aveda, it's an Aveda, because, hey, he left without it. It's an Aveda.
It's only Aveda if he moves out, if the Goyim are renting out, because he expects the Goyim not to return it, but if the Yidin are renting out of the place.
The Yidin are there now or not there?
This guy is totally vacated, right?
So if it's vacated, then it's an Aveda, but the fact it was vacated.
If the Yid forgot something in a hotel, why should you assume that it's an Aveda unless the Goyim are renting that room?
Well, if a Yid put something there and he left, so it's an Aveda, because he left without it. But he's not Miyayish, let's say, because let's say he has someone who will know that you're going to be there to find it. It's an Aveda without Yish. But we want it done, that's a Zak. Isn't an Aveda yet. So the Chak says, if no one is there, it's an already Aveda no matter what. If someone is there, then it's only Aveda if it's Nirushu Aveda. All right, let's move on to Sivdal, a whole new, a nice Indian. Ruvein Adorim Shimon Bebeisai. Reuven is living together with Shimon in his house. Shimon rented premises from Reuven, but it's like a border. They're there together. Now, if you have a deer who has a broken leg, or so you know that it's not going to run away, that they entered the house, the halacha is Zachu behem shneim. Both of them are zeich in this mitziah. It's an aveda, this mitziah, that both the zeich together. Why? Dehavu kishneim hashutvim b'chatzah. These two parties are shutvim b'chatzah, and memeila the zeich together.
You have to say that they rented the entire house as if they're together. Not I rented you a room.
Correct. I rented the house. I have rishus to use. Right. Correct. We're living there together. So blayb zechotza. I shut him. I'm a meilah. We're both kaina. And let me give a backdrop. There's a machlekes rishonim Rambam and Rosh. Let's say I'm a tenant and the Balabais is not there. I'm the only one there. A seich, a regular case. I rented out a house and now something falls into the property. Who's kaina? The seich is kaina or the masker is kaina? The Rosh and Rav rishonim hold. He says, and whatever. Shailan takes it. But at least many rishonim hold. Pashtis, the seich is kaina. The Rambam is mechadesh hashita. The Rambam holds the masker is kaina. That the masker owns it. But the Rosh, like I said, holds that the seicher is kaina. This happens to be, this halakha is coming from a tshuvas Rosh. So Meila zok the Rosh like this. If I'm renting from you, So we're both there together, so blaib zachotza ha-shotfim, and mamela, we're both going to be zaychenit together. Rosh, so Pashas is, Rosh is l'shitasa, because Rosh holds the seich is koina. Mamela, if I'm there together with you, so we're both shotfim in it, so we're both going to be koina. But had I gone like the Rambam Shita, that the masker is koina, who cares your seicha? Even if you be seicha alone, the masker is koina. So now you seicha together with the masker. So now, certainly the masker should be koina. How in the world is going to be if b'shutfas that should be koina together? This is a $1 million crash. Together with the seicha. Madoch, if the masker would not be living there. The Rambam holds, who's koina? The masker. The masker, because it's his house. He is the kinyan agof. It's his house. So certainly if the masker happens to be living there as well, certainly the masker should be koina. Well, the problem is the machaba. The machaba over there, paskins like, in Shin Yud Gimel, the machaba paskins like the Rambam, and over here the machaba is paskin like the Rosh. Right, so it's a steer in the machaba, correct. Right, no, I'm saying it's a $1 million cash over here, what's going on? Why is the machaba over here bring down the Rosh Hashita if he paskins over there in Shin Yud Gimel? Forget.
The Rambam himself taka holds in this case.
Well, I don't know what the Rambam, but it's l'chayru, the Rambam should hold that the masker should be going. The Rambam didn't talk about this case. If you would be a seicher alone, you'd be koina. I mean, I'd be koina. Sorry, yeah. The mask would be koina. And now you're seicher from me, and I'm still here. So certainly I should be still be koina. So it's called your koina.
No, but if I'm living in the house with you, then yeah. It's not a seicher only. It's a
shutfus. But still, but it's a shutfus. What type of shutfus? Me as a kinyan agov, we're equal. How are we equal? I have the kinyan agov, and we share the kinyan peris. So, but I still have the kinyan agov. So I have the upper hand here. Madoch, if I rent it out to you, you have the whole kinyan peris. I have the kinyan agov. I win. Why? Because of chayyah, I'm the ikar bailam. It's my chotza. I'm the kinyan agov. I really own it. So it's really mine. So kasha is what to do over here. So the sma is this kasha. The sma in shin yud gimel sifkan hey bleib shver. The lechayyah, the mechabu says himself, why over here is he bring down the shita zarosh when over there he passes like the Rambam? And on this there are many terutzim given. No teretz is great. We're going to go through. I'll share with you a few of the terutzim. One teretz is a shach kufa. The shach kufa in shin yud gimel sifkan aleph says the following. He says he brings down the teretz chayim. I should preface, everyone mutches in the Rambam what the Rambam exactly says, because the Rambam is a mechudesh, so you have different shitas exactly how vite the Rambam went. So the Teres Chaim says that the Rambam's halach is only, the Rambam only was talking about over there when it was a chatza, and it was talking about that Zevel came into the chatza. So Shaila is, who owns the Zevel? The Rambam holds that the balabai is the masker owns the zevel. So Zok Teres Chaim, why? He says because the seicha when he rented the premises, he wasn't leasing the premises to park animals there. It's not, he wasn't renting it to store zevel there, or that zevel should come there. Memela, that wasn't the tafkid of the chotza. So he was renting it stamazai. So memela, since that wasn't what he rented it for, so for that schus, that ishtamshis, the owner still retains. So it's still the chotza of the masker for these achen. Memela, the masker owns it. However, Zokta Shach, Betasta Teres Chaim, over here we're talking about you renting a house. Right here, talking about a house. Over here, it's to use all the ishtamshes to put everything you have, I guess even the tzvi shavar and geizlis. I guess you still leave them in the house as well, I'm not sure. But you're doing for all the ishtamshes to put everything you have. So memela, you rented it for that schus, for that ishtamshes. So memela, you are a man diyama. Memela, you also have a schus kinyan here. Memela, you're going to be koina, and the bailam will also be koina, because they're also still here. So now it's a chotza shutvin. That's what the Shach answers up here the Teres Chaim. But he himself argues with the Teres Chaim. He says the different Teres Chaim in a Nirim that should be pshat in the Rambam. So if that's the case, means if you're not limiting the Rambam just to that Svara, then trick shred the Kasha, what's going on over here? It's a Stira.
What's the Makor of the Rambam? Why did you just go to the Makor of the Rambam?
Well, the Shaila had to learn up the Gemara. The Rambam Vaisa had a different pshat in the Gemara. The Pasha pshat in the Gemara is Vaisa that belongs to the Seicha. So if the Mutchet, the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara was talking about a case of Zevel Shabbachatza. So now, how about you want to take it? So the Teres Chaim limits it only to that case. There's another Eitzah you have over here as a Pid, Chuvis Divrei Rivai. It's also a Kadmain. The Chuvis Divrei Rivai is in Simen Shin Kav Vav. Says a Chiddush that the whole Rambam's halacha is only gezak by a Chotza. Not because dafka because it's evil like the Teres Chaim stam. It's only the mechatza because you don't have really an ikah hishtamshes. So you rented it for a trivial hishtamshes, so it's really not yours, that you're not really a bailam that you could use that chatza to make kinyan chatza with. Mashenkin, if you're renting a house that's your ikah hishtamshes, then avada the soich is going to have the kinyan chatza. The mail over here, since we're talking about a house, avada you're going to have a kinyan chatza together with the bailam and mail. Correct. There's a chotza, and here it's talking about a house. By a chotza, the masker is kinda. By a house, the seicher is kinda. That's what the Divrei Riva says.
The Rambam will be loaded to that.
Correct. Mamela, it's not true. Right, that's what you could say. The Nesivis comes with a blitz. Nesivis in this psichon to Simin Reish, he has a whole long psicha. In the middle of this psicha, he comes with a whole cheshvin here to Bemiyashiv. And it's not so shver, if I put it out, let's... There's a halacha. If you have a chotza mishtemeres, a chotza mishtemeres is koinah shalei midas. If it's a chotza she'ena mishtemeres, you're only koinah if you're there and you say you want your chotza to be koinah. Grad is a shaila of that, if you need a mirror as well. And even if we paskin that you don't need an amira, but by tzvi, shavur, and goizlois, over there the Sma says that you need an amira. And the reason why you need an amira is because since the animals are traveling through, and if you don't run after them, they're just going to continue traveling out of your chatza. So there, for sure, you need an amira, because just standing there is not enough, because it's still not mishtemeres. Unless you plan, or you show that you plan on catching up with these animals, then it's not mishtemeres. So you have to say, I want these animals, and since you could run after them and catch them, so that's already considered a chatza mishtemeres, and your chatza is koina. Mamezach to the is, what's that this punk to mechaba chapta in a case that was talking about tzvi shava or goizlois? That's the only item he could find. Until now, we weren't talking about these items. Right? He says, because we wanted dafka case that you need an amira. You need, it's a chotish ena mishtameris, and you need an amira to be koina. And that's the case we're talking about here. That's his backdrop. Mele is akta the following chilek. Here's the teretz. Akta is that when I rent out a house, a chotza is like my hand. A chotza is mitam yad. It's like my worker. It's like I rented out a worker. I hired a worker. So he says like this, that the halakha is when you hire a worker, and while the worker is working for you, he finds a metziah. Who owns the metziah? So the halakha is the worker owns the metziah. Yeah, the worker. So if I rent out your chatza, and I find the metziah there, or the chatza finds a metziah, who's going to own the metziah? It's going to be the owner of the chatza, because the chatza and its owner is like my worker. So it's still going to belong to the worker. However, if I hire a worker, and I tell the worker, oh, you see that metziah, please pick it up for me. So then, I'm going to be koina. Because now, if I hire a worker stam, I could use him to paint the house, I could use him to stand on his head and schlep tape, I could do whatever I want with this worker. So now I'm instructing him, the thing I want him to do is pick up this mitziah. So now he's working for me to pick up the mitziah. So now it's going to belong to me. Because he's my pile for picking up mitziahs. So Meir Zogt and Sivis, Azoi. If I have stam a chotzel, and I want to be koina with this chotzel, shloi midas, my chotz is not going to be koina for me. Because a chotz is like my poel. And the halach is if a poel finds something, and if it wasn't for this, he's not my poel for this specifically, then it belongs to the poel. It will belong to the owner of the chotz. But here we're talking about that it's a tzvi shava, that I have to say, I have to be then, I have to say, I want my chotz to be koina. So I have to instruct my chotz, my poel, to work for me. To please be koina this thing for me. So Mameli is going to, then the chotz avad will be koina for the seicha. Means he wants to say in the Rambam, Adkan, the Rambam holds that a chotz is not koina for a seicha, only a chotz which is koina shaloi midas. But a chotz that's going to koina midas, I instruct the chotz to be koina this item, avada, I'm going to be koina just like my poel. You see the same chilik by a poel. A stam poel finds something, it belongs to the poel. But if I instruct the poel to pick this thing up, it belongs to me. So too by chotz, if I instruct it to pick it up, it's going to belong to me. And Mameli says, and this case has to be talking about where I instructed to pick him up, because talking about a tzvi shava, the halakha tzvi shava is a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, by tzvi shava I need to say, memela everything is gishmak.
Why is it 50-50?
Oh, so why do we share it? What's going on?
Why
This is the problem here. What does the Nesivas want? So I understand, if I'm going to say I want my chatzah to be koina, I should be koina. Now it's with that amir, it blives a chatzah mishtem rez. But why should it be that zachu bem shneim? Are we talking about a case that both of them said simultaneously they want their chatzah to be koina? It's a davish yishazam. Whoever said it first, I should win. Unless they said take they did when that's enough. I don't know. Like, why is the halacha zachu bem shneim for? What's going on? If we need the amira, which is L'chayra right, Halakha is later on, by Tzvi, you need an Amir. So if you need an Amir, who said it first? Whoever said it first should be Koina. Why is this Zachem Bem Shneim?
Tell
them to call your house. Ah, so you're going to have to say that I can't we say it's Enem Shemeres by a Chotza, because it's an open field. The deer is running through. Over here I have an Arbutus. They run through. I have deer in the front one. You have deer probably too. Run through. They come. And then 5 seconds later, they're in the next thing. So if it be Tzvi Shavu, it'll take them 30 seconds. Well, Zayin. But they pass through. But if the Tzvi entered my house, he's trapped. He's not leaving my house. It's finished. It's a Chotza Mishemeres. I don't need any Amira. That's what you're going to have to say. Look, we're talking about a case of Chotza Mishemeres. You don't need Amira. Afilu Shalem Midas is Koinam Emel. It's very good. Why Zachar Ben Shneim? But then the whole shtick will tell you that it's the answer to the theory. Falls away. And the truth is, if you look in the Goyin, Sivkot Yud Beis, the Goyin is Mavur that we're talking about a Chotza Mishdama. He said, "Kamishakazi Yud Aleph Amavrei Ubigmarshan the Bechotza Mishdaber Hamishdame Einu Tzarachaymid." Means he learned that we're talking about that a bias is a Chotza Mishdama. So you don't need Amira. You don't have to be there.
Why is that to be shomer then? Is he stuck in the house? If he's stuck in the house even if he's not shomer.
If he's stuck in the house even if it's not shomer. I hear. I hear. Huh? No, he's saying it's kishnayim ashutzen b'chotza, that there's aloha b'shnayim ashutzen b'chotza, you be koina, so too it's like shnayim ashutzen. You didn't want punkt aloha of chotza, of goizlois and amir and all that. He's just saying it's like shnayim ashutzen b'chotza. Alright. Why do you need to then shava for? Elamai, if it wouldn't be shava, then the tzvi could run out of your house. But if it's shava, I mean, why is he more trapped? I hear. Oh, but at least, Parshat Pshat here, we're talking about a chotza mishdama, and memela, that's why konush name, and l'chayr, the tzivis is teres, doesn't work. But if we would not be talking about a chotza mishdama, then whoever says it first, it wouldn't be the halacha, zachem mem shneim. So either way, I don't know. The bottom line is, it's a bit shver. Why mechabi here, l'chayr is passing like
what
the rush?
If they say it in advance, before the tzvi gets in there?
How's
that
going to
work?
Lemazagans. You mean they'll both see the tree running towards the house,
and they say it. Oh, I want my house.
Oh, I mean, they're showing. Oh, yeah, look, you're right. Then that would be a good case. You're right. Oh, but still, I mean, that's chosim and a safe. We're talking about they see the tree coming, they both said it. I mean, I hear the chab, but I'm saying, I don't know, it's chosim.
Why is that standard? It's like
No, but if you're not there and you don't know about it, it's a chotzer mishamer. It's a chotzer can't be koina. You have to know about it, and you have to be there. And not only that, you have to even have an amira, right? You have to have an amira that you want to run after the tzvi and chab the tzvi, and to be a chotzer mishamer. All right, but that's now okay. Let's go into another. That's one maima musga. What to do here? Fine, but that's what the mechaber says. Zochem bem shneim like the rosh. There's a whole new problem over here. Another whole problem. It's coming from Tshuva's Rosh. Just like Chotz Ashut from his koina, so to hear his koina. Fektik sois l'chayr fakad. You see the Rishayim and the Gemara, the Yishalmi. Not like that. Chotz Ashut from the Alok is Chotz Ashut from his not koina. You can't be koina. Shutfim cannot be koina in zemizeh. If we share a chotza and you want to be makna me something in the chotza, it doesn't work. Shutfim cannot be koina in zemizeh. Because since we have a shtatfis in the chotza, it's not going to work. The Seis explains, Bishlema, if we two of us pick up an item together, Magbiya Metziya Lechaverei, and we pick it up together, so I pick up this half, and you pick up that half, so we're both picking up Maldas to be koina, so we want to be koina together. So Vada, I help you and you help me, and we're koina together. But a chotza, it's like mitam yad, it's my hand, it's not, to the extent that we're a shutzim, so I don't have a hand, you don't have a hand, it's a shutzim stick a hand. So mamela, we can't be koina. That's not kinyan yad. Kinyan means if it's my yad, your yad is your yad. But if we have a shutzim stick a yad, that's not yad, we can't be koina. Even from someone else, even from a third party. If we're trying to be koina together with a chotza that's mishutefes, we cannot be koina. See, blaib shreya, how could it be a halacha over here that zachem em shneim? It's lechayr not true. Chotza cannot be koina together. What's going on?
You mean time
shlich is lechayr also, although the Aruch HaShulchan tries to answer the Gzois and says, Ein HaKanami Mitam Yad, it's not going to work, Mitam Shlichas, it will work. L'chayim Mitam Shlichas, you can say the same type as Rol, L'chayim. It's not, Chol Chatz is Mitam Shlichas, but it's a Chatz Mitam, it's not a regular Shlichas, not if the two of us send a Shlichas, but it's a Chatz Adik HaShlichas, that Chatz is not mine nor yours, it's together, who said that could work? It's not more my private domain than yours. So why, or how could we be koina? That's a Ksaisis Kasha. So Mamel, he argues on the Mechaba, and he argues that no one's koina, and you know who's koina? Whoever comes and finds it. It enters this chatzah mishutefes, enters this house that we're living together, and the third party, the finder, is going to be able to keep it, because chatzah is not koina.
Because they argue with the Rosh.
Correct. Correct. He brings Tosis, he brings the Yesham, he brings the Manam Rottenberg, he brings all the heavy guns to show you that chatzah mishutefes is not koina. Mamel,
if a lawyer does a deal for two people, it's not good because he's a shliach for two people.
What do you mean? No, we're talking about chatzah. The whole lumdus of chatzah. No, I don't mind if shliach does a maaser for two people. I'm saying this is not a regular shliach. It's a shlichus of chatzah. Chatzah, the way the kinyan chatzah works is because it's a private domain. It's not a private domain. It's yours and mine together. So what? It's not private. It's a company. It's not mine. It's not yours. We're together. That's not going to work. That kinyan can't work. So how does it work? We're sharing, in every molecule we share together. That's not going to work.
So a company can't be coin anything.
If you have a company which is mishutafis, lochayra loitik says, right, a chatz mishutafis is not going to be coin. Right, that's what he's saying. He's arguing.
Once one of them has das kinyan, why can't
be chatz mishutafis? Because it's a chatz mishutafis. Hey, it's a chatz mishutafis, it's kind of shalem midas. So now neither chatz can be coin. What, if someone now knows about it, when he knows about it? But even if he has a mind, but he's not doing a ma'isekina. What the ma'isekina is doing is the chotza, and that chotza is not private. That chotza is not mine more than yours. We're both here together, so the chotza can't work.
Well, not the case, Yash, before
that. What?
How they both can be kinder once. So once one shutuf says that.
Oh, if he wants to be kinder for the other party, midin zchiya. I hear, but that's not the halacha. Patra zakim memshay means automatically that shnei makainana. Because I want you to be kinder. If I want a third party to be kinder, Yena would be kinder too. So it wouldn't be zakim memshayim. Wouldn't be that Allah will be Zachar, whoever has Das, for whoever he wants to be kind of for.
But once he says about Mir, it's already a Chatz Mishtamaris, so now it's going to be kind of both.
But I mean, once one guy, he's going back to the Nasivis, Nakasha, yes, the Nasivis, he wants to say that the second the first guy says the Amira, and he turns it into a Chatz Mishtamaris, so now he wants that both of them are allowed to be kind of with this Chatz Mishtamaris. But for Yen, it's not Mishtamaris. For Yenna's Amishmeres, he wasn't there, he didn't do the Amira.
It's a
I hear where you're headed, I gotta think about it, I hear.
And once you say that, so now
they're
both making a
Kinyan Mishas. No, then I hear. Once you said it, turns into Chatz Mishmeres, and now both making a Kinyan Mishazak. I hear, that I hear. It's shy as if that's true. My Amira turns into Chatz Mishmeres for you too? I hear. Alright, but anyway, so going back to Ksaitz Akasha, Ksaitz argues with the Mechaba and holds that Chatz HaShutfim cannot be koina. What's the Eitzah? So a couple of Eitzahs here. There's a Shoyla Meshev in Madura Dalid, Chele Gimel Simon Kuch Chaf Aleph, and a Beis Yaakov of Anot here. They both quote the same Marit Al-Ghazi. Marit Al-Ghazi wants to be Mechadish, that Ad Kan do we hold that Chatz HaShutfim cannot be koina in Zemizeh, or koina from a third party, if we shove it in our Shutfis. Let's say a company. We both own the same thing, so that can't be koina. But here, we have an owner with a tenant. So he says, if you have an owner who has a kinyan aguf, and you have a tenant who has kinyan peiris, so each one owns different things. I own a kinyan aguf, and you own kinyan peiris. So we're not, with the kinyan aguf, we're not meshotiv, and the kinyan peiris, we're not meshotiv. So memelo, then...
That's not true here.
He's living together. So here, they're living together. So l'chayr, out the Paris sheboy, it should be a chotzam u'shetefes in the Paris. L'chayr. And that should prevent it. Although, maybe then it will just resort back to, okay, so the chotzam mitzam Paris is out, because that's not miyuchad, and they'll go back to the kinyan aguf that the guy has alone, and let the owner's kinyan aguf in the chotzam work by himself. Zakim Mem Shem. Yeah, still not going to answer the Makab Zakim Mem Shem, but maybe we could mashalais it's here. That means the Ksais is asking that no one should be koina. Okay. But at least they want to make a kaddish. If you'll have a owner and a tenant and each one owns different things, I own the goof and you own payers, so whatever it is, you're working differently. Or they hold that sharing in the payers is not a problem. It's only a problem if you share in the kinyan aguf of the item. The Nesivis over here comes with other chaps. Nesivis holds that a chotzer. Hashutvim could be koina together. That's not a problem. And he has a whole eitzes of how to interrupt the rush. He has a cheshbonus here. He wants a taina that a chatzal l'mosher shalem midas could be kind of shalem midas. But let's say I find out about it and I make a mecha. The second I find out, I say, I don't want my chatzal to be kind. I never want my chatzal to be kind. So then he says, the chatzal will not be kind. Mameli says like this. They're just like Lamashov, you're being Zachan Ladam Shalai Bavonov. And when I find that out, I said, that? I don't want to be kind of that. I never want to be kind of that. So then this chiyah doesn't work. You see, it's a chav for me. I don't want it. So Meili says like this. He says that if when the Metziah was be found in this chatza, if now one of the two, when he finds out, would say, I don't want my chatza ever to be kind of this item, I never want to be koina. So Mameli says like this. It comes out that he's not going to be koina because he never wanted his chatzah to be koina. And the other guy could also not be koina because since in every item, every malakut of chatzah, we have b'shut tefes. So just like being metzil lechaver, we have to have in das, we have in zinin that we've been koina. We both want to be koina, but if for some reason one can't be koina, it's a becher, should be keach. But one can't be koina, the other one's also not koina. So he says, all you need is if one guy makes a macha that he doesn't want his chatzah to be koina, then the other guy's chatzah also won't be koina, neither will be koina, and then whoever picks up first will be koina. So the only, if we're tak in it together, then he holds avad chatzah could be kind of biyachad, not like the ksais. That didn't bother him so much. But if one guy makes a macha and doesn't want his chatzah to be kind of, then neither will be kind of. And he holds this next step. He says if one of them would be oimid betzad sadeo, let's say bechatzah sheinu mishtameres, and one is standing there, and the other guy is not there. And the guy who's standing, oh, this goes on your shayla. One guy is there and the other guy is not there. And the one who's there, because he's oimid betzidu, makes it into a chatzah mishtameres. The halacha is that he will be koina and not the other guy. Only he will be koina. Because the same thing means he, Moshe lays at seer, how even though you're shutfim in a chatzah, you could have it that one guy will be koina without the other shutfim. But that's that answers up your thing. You see, the Jews that a chotzer sheinu mishtamer is if one guy is there, even though he turns into mishtamer, only works for him and not for the other guy. Mamela backshred that nesiva is what he wants the chayyur over here. But okay, but dashtay the ksais at the end of the day, we have to know that the ksais holds no one should be kainah. Because a chotzer shirt is no one should be kainah. The mechaber, which goes pashas like the rosh, holds that both kainah. And if you go like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds always the mask is koina, not the seicha, then it should come out that the mask should be koina. Because the seicha never has a schus to be koina. So really you have a three-way machlokes of how, and the negate to that machlokes, Rambam and Rosh, how we paskin, do we paskin the mask is koina or the seicha is koina? It's a major mavucha, the Piskei Tshuva brings down many achrayinim who say at the end of the day, it's a sofik, and whoever is muklik is going to win. Because it's a suffix, means if I rent out a house to you and you're there alone, and now an item falls into that rishos, well, you kind of the seicha, was I kind of the masker. You go like the Rosh, you go like the Rambam, it's a sveika, the dina, and it's a mizmek of erol of arayis. Whoever's going to get it is going to win. That's the halakha. So we have three ways how, at the end of the day, just to be messiah before I end off, is avol zok to mechaba, to finish the mechaba, avol im kone echd mehem mitziah miganef, if one of these parties, or one of these shutfim are being koina an item from a ganav, ein lechaveros chus boy. The chav is not going to have any chus in it. What does he mean? He means that Reuven stole something, and Shimon and Levi are shutfim in his chatzah, and Reuven decided to sell it to Shimon. And Levi says, I want to be koina because it was stolen goods. It's the gena was miyayish pashas, the owner was miyayish. It blives like an aveda. So let's invoke this principle that zochu bem shneim. So the rush is not true because mamonachok. If the owner was never miyayish, so no one could be koina. Elamai, the owner was miyayish, and the gazlan's koina. The gazlan's already koina, so it's not up to you to be koina. If already the gazlan got the koina, whoever the gazlan wants to be magnet to is going to be koina. If the gazlan only wants to be magnet to Shimon and not to you, you're not going to be koina. Only Shimon's going to be koina. Mamela, only he, ain lechaver's chus boy, but you won't have a chus in it. All right. Belina, the next week we'll go weiter with other halachas. But the bottom line is, you should come away knowing that chotza shutvin might not be koina, and also seicha and maskir is a tumult. Who should be koina? If anybody should be koina?
Why is a gazan koina? That's a
yish to these loytani. You have to know. It could be a yish together with shinirisha. It's okay. I didn't want to get into it. But
shinirisha has to be after.
Sorry?
After yish.
So the guy had a yish and now he's selling it to you. So now you have the shina reshus. With the shina reshus, that's how it belongs to him and now he's selling it to you.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.